This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nacho! Yo quiero ser listo, mi gato sigue la pebra.
Un, dos, tres, Nacho!
Yes, indeed, it is time for your favorite prank calls. It is time for Nacho's Revenge with the Morning Mess here. Let's say good morning to Emily.
Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, guys.
The word on the street is you need some revenge on your husband, Brad, for being a horrible father, basically.
Yes, that's not an exaggeration. I agree. He's a horrible father.
What happened with Brad?
Okay, well, to start, I just want to talk about how freaking stressful it is to plan a kid's birthday party, just in general.
Who are you telling?
Emily, I just planned my first one as being a single dad, my first one for my 7-year-old daughter. Man, it is stressful. I did it by myself. I can't imagine. You had help, I think.
Cheater!
Well, so my husband and I had together planned this kind of like big Spider-Man themed party for my son, Jason. He just turned 8.
Okay.
And we got someone to come dressed as Spider-Man.
Nice.
Like, to come over to the house and had all his friends over and everything was awesome. Except we had one problem, and that was we completely forgot the cake.
Now, when you say we, it seems like the blame is on Dad. Was this like on his list to do?
Yes. Thank you. I shouldn't have said we because, yes, I swear it was not my fault. Okay. Like, uh-huh. We've both been working so hard at our jobs that we've like barely had enough time to put this thing together. But with that said, men do not listen.
Okay. Okay?
Amen, sister.
Let me write that down. Men do not listen. Okay.
I feel you.
Did you say something, Emily? I'm playing.
Exactly.
That's good.
Yes, you do not listen. And so I went down this list. I asked this man, I said, did you handle the cake? And he said, yeah, piece of cake, right? Like, I specifically remember the stupid joke.
Okay? Right.
So when I asked him to go grab the cake at the party, he said, what cake?
Whoops.
So needless to say, we just didn't bring it up. My son didn't end up having a cake. No one sang happy birthday. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, my
gosh. And everyone probably thinks we're the worst parents ever.
I do.
Yeah. You had one job. It was the one job category.
Oh, my gosh.
He's so stupid. He told me that. He made a joke about it.
Right. So obviously he's in the wrong. And now we're here. What are we thinking for the prank call to teach him a lesson?
Okay, I put some thought into this. I was thinking, and you can like tweak this if you want, but maybe Nacho could be a local baker who was like reached out to by one of the parents at our party offering to make us cake or our son for like, I don't know, up 8 times the amount of money or like once for every year our son has been alive. I don't know.
Okay, a ridiculous amount of money for your cake.
Yes.
Got you. I think I can do that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are all in. We just need your idiot husband's phone number. And we will teach him a lesson. I'm going to borrow a joke. This is going to be a piece of cake. All right, y'all.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. This is Nacho Chavez. That's Nacho with 2 O's with Lick the Frosting Off Me So I Know It's Real Cake Services. How are you today, sir?
Doing all right.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Do you have the right number?
Let's see. I'm looking for Brad. Is that you, correct? Your son's name is Jason?
Yes, this is Brad.
Okay.
How do you know my son?
Well, I was reached out to by one of the parents from your party. I hear your son did not have a cake.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You heard about that?
Yeah, I heard about it.
The whole damn town probably knows about that.
Yeah. You're pretty much a crappy dad.
What did you say?
I said that you must be pretty sad. There's no cake involved.
I thought you said something else.
No, I didn't
say
nothing.
We're pretty embarrassed.
Yeah. Wait, we?
Yeah, my wife and I.
Oh, well, I was told that it was all your fault. That's why I'm calling you.
My fault?
Yes.
No. My wife and I had a misunderstanding, that's all.
Oh, I'm starting to think your wife marrying you was a misunderstanding, to be honest with you.
Excuse me? Hold on, what's your problem? What did you just say to me?
My problem? My problem is you forgot your own son's birthday.
We didn't forget his birthday.
Yes, you did.
We just forgot his cake. No one even noticed.
That's a lie.
What does it even matter to you?
No
what
birthday is complete for? Without a cake. Those are the damn rules. I did not write them. I'm just reading them here off the script. I'm here to speak up for your son, who probably hates you at this point.
You're taking this way too far.
I am not.
No one talks to people this way.
Yes, they do. In Guatemala, they do. So deal with it.
Whoa, why would you even say something like that?
Yeah. Well, you're right. You know what? Absolutely, you're right. I lived in New York for the last 10 years. I'm way too honest. I'll work on that, son.
Yeah, you should work on that. Is there anything else you need? I'm busy over here.
What, like forgetting about your son's birthday again? I mean, I wanted to offer you a cake on us, actually, sir.
Really?
Absolutely. How does that sound? What kind would you like? I was thinking confetti cake, maybe a little Spider-Man theme auction. Does your son like Spider-Man, by the way?
He loves Spider-Man.
Yes.
Wow,
I
that
love
would be
it.
Awesome.
Yes.
So kind of you.
Yes, of course. Spidey. Okay, so confetti cake and a little web frosting. Done dealio, okay?
Okay, when can I come pick it up? And how much does it cost?
Today, of course, and normally, sir, is $25, but for you, sir, multiply that times 8 for missing your son's 8th birthday. Let's see, add this I suck as a parent fee. That'll be $200 plus tax.
$200?
Yes.
Did you say I suck as a parent?
Yes, I did. That's how you'll learn your lesson. Hashtag justice for kids. Hashtag Nacho loves the kids.
Okay, man. F*** off. I've stayed on this call way too long.
You seem like the kind of guy who would pick up the cake from here and eat it like a fatty on the way home, to be honest with you. Maybe I'll deliver it.
You piece of
Lisa, you need to chill, okay, hombre? This is not a big deal. I love you like a fat kid loves cake, just like your wife. Am I right? Hello!
Oh, so bringing up my wife now.
Yes, I am. I mean, she's the one who's been on the phone with us this whole time.
What? What? Hello?
Hello?
There you are.
Brad, we got to legally let you know something. Actually, you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. Your wifey, Emily's on the line with us. She put us up to this prank call.
Oh, my God. Hey, are you kidding me?
You need to pay attention next time.
Wait. Why am I the only one getting yelled at about this?
Yeah, let's talk about that. He's right.
Yeah, he is kind of right.
Can we defend him?
Do you want to?
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay.
No.
I was going to go 3-2-1, but...
Yeah, no, I'm good. You had one job. One job.
You're a crappy dad. All right?
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.